Simon the psalter, fine and trim, of lusty limbs and likewise fair, seven young maids that strove for him, whose names in brief I will declare. Susan and Sarah, they did love him well, next John and Kate with Isabel, next John and Kate with Isabel, and Nancy likewise Bouncing Nell, and Nancy likewise Bouncing Nell. These maidens then on New Year's Day invited Simon to a feast. They being youthful, fine, and gay, Simon himself was not the least. But lo, how they to him for kisses call, till they did Simon's stomach stall, till they did Simon's stomach stall. Alas, what man could please them all? Alas, what man could please them all? Sweet charming humors they did form, so active was each loving soul, and round about him they did swarm, like many birds about an owl, some stroking of his curling locks did stand, while Susan set in print his band, while Susan set in print his band, and Kate she kissed and grasped his hand, and Kate she kissed and grasped his hand. Simon, alas, with them was teased. At rest they would not let him be, for they was never better pleased than when he hugged them on his knee. With pleasing sonnets they his ears did fill, and thus they used their chiefest skill, and thus they used their chiefest skill, in hopes to gain his kind goodwill, in hopes to gain his kind goodwill. Fair Isabel's most pleasing charms did win his heart from all the rest. But when they see her in his arms, lo, how they were with grief oppressed. Ah, what have I done for him then, says Joan, full 10 times more than anyone, full 10 times more than anyone. And yet he won't regard my moan, and yet he won't regard my moan. Isabel he gave a kind embrace, and in the presence of their view, these maids was in a woeful case, because he did not hug them too. Young Kate and Joan, they being in a rage, that nothing could their wrath assuage, that nothing could their wrath assuage, till they with Isabel did engage, till they with Isabel did engage. Joan was resolved she would not fail, but took fair Isabel by the crown, Thus they fell to it tooth and nail, and by the headgear pulled her down. Now John and Kate, they being strong and stout, the coifs and dressings flew about, the coifs and dressings flew about, and thus began the revel rout, and thus began the revel rout. Nancy and Nell, for Simon's sake, began to pity Isabel's moan, and resolves her part to take, and straightways falls on Kate and Joan. And thus we see went on the loud uproar, the hoods and topknots which they wore, the hoods and topknots which they wore, with gowns were all in pieces tore, with gowns were all in pieces tore. Their laces they did then consume, besides their flesh they did not spare. Their fillets all bestrewed the room. At length they seized on Simon there. Some got him by the heel, some by the head, and vowed they'd have him live or dead, and vowed they'd have him live or dead. This filled poor Simon's heart with dread. This filled poor Simon's heart with dread. These maidens thus did seize on him. Each lass was loth to lose her share. They almost tore him limb from limb, but at the length he did get clear. His very legs and other limbs they tore, so that poor Simon is so sore, so that poor Simon is so sore. He vows he'll ne'er come near them more. He vows he'll ne'er come near them more.